Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Welcome, welcome to It's All About Courtship and Marriage. We are here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we, as always, we thank you for spending these hours with us here on Tuesdays as we discuss and explore topics that we think are pertinent to our success in courtship and marriage. So we'll get started, as always, and we'll open up our program with Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Walad-Dallin. Ameen. And what we say in English is with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not of those whose portion is wrath, nor those who go astray. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. So we seek Allah's guidance and we seek Allah's protection in all matters. And again, we thank you for being here with us this evening. I'm going to open up the mic for our co-host, Sister Bina Muhammad Bia, and welcome her to the show. Assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you and the audience?
Alhamdulillah. So you're not far enough north where I can say to you to keep warm, but I do feel for our family and friends who are up in that bitter cold weather in the northern states and the East Coast. We brave many winters in the Chicago area. You know, both from that area. They used to call it the Alberta Clipper, would come down from Canada. And mm-hmm. they changed that and upgraded that to the Polar Vortex,
mm-hmm.
where the cold air mm-hmm. would just come down from Canada. And with the wind, it was just, it would go right through you. So,
right. We're getting some cool weather, though. We're getting the 20s, the low 20s, and the rain and the winds to go with it. So, you know, for mm-hmm. our area in North Carolina, it's cold. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a longer cold spell, too, here in Florida than we did mm-hmm. last year. Yeah, last year mm-hmm. was cold a few days, maybe 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
But here mm-hmm. it was like 2.5 weeks this year. So
mm-hmm.
Climate change is real. So we have to adapt
mm-hmm.
and do what we need to do to survive this, inshallah, mm-hmm. with Allah's help. So if you have been listening to our show the past few weeks, we have been talking about a topic that we have been exploring, and it's why do you want to marry me? Why do you want to marry me? And we are most thankful to Allah whenever we marry and someone asks us to marry them, alhamdulillah, that many times we don't think about having that conversation, well, why do you want to marry me? So we have been looking at this topic, and we found a list online. It's called 100 Reasons Why I Want to Marry. Now, this list was written by a female as to 100 reasons why she wanted to marry her husband. But I could not find a list from a male to a female, not online, when I was searching. I'll continue to search and see if I can find a more detailed list. But we did explore the topic on the air, and we did get a caller, Imam Kareem Hamid, who went into detail stating why he wanted to marry his wife, his previous wife. May Allah reward her and bless her with paradise, alhamdulillah. You know, so we thought that that was very interesting, and we were very happy that he opened up to us, because when we can't find the content online, inshallah, maybe we can create the content and put it online. We think that this is a very important topic to explore, and this can be another part of the courtship process, you know, so it lets you know that a person sees you, has observed you. When you have this conversation as to why do you want to marry me? So some of the topics that we did pick off the list had more to do with the person's taqwa and character. There are a lot of, since it was, this couple had known each other for a long time, so there were a lot of things that you might look at as trivial or minor on the list, like you laugh when I tell bad jokes and things like that. But it's endearing to the person who wrote the list. Those are endearing things. Again, that lets a person know you understand me, you hear me, you see me. But a lot of things on the list were substantive. You know, I love your love for God. And this was not a Muslim couple. I love your love for God was on the list. And you inspired me, you know, making her want to be a better person. You're a spiritual leader. So there were a lot of substantive things on the list as well. And we're going to continue with this list tonight. We do have special invited guests. Inshallah, they will be joining us this evening to continue to explore this topic. But also, Bina, we had a caller that called in last week, and we are here for you. So regardless of what our topic is, when we get calls and people want to discuss a matter, we do our best to chime in and give advice, and the advice from the radio audience as well. There are a lot of wise people full of wisdom with great understandings of our religion that chime in and help facilitate. So this is our platform, and we are here, and we are solution-driven. So we did have a caller last week that called in. Bina, do you want to chime in on the recap for that caller that called in last week?
Okay. Sure. So the concern of our caller was, how do you begin to speak to a child in marriage that a child from a marriage where there's a single mom, and it's a young man getting up in age, and you know, they're, what do you call them when they're teenagers or they're adolescents? I heard from Imam Fahim, and this is a side note, he says adolescence is like adult with less sense. So you got them thinking that they know everything or whatever, and they're being disrespectful to their mom, you know, and just kind of gets to a point where he tunes her out. He even suggests that, you know, her voice could be annoying, and he's doing all types of things, and he's just not listening to the woman, and the woman reaches out, his mother reaches out and asks for help, and when she gets the help from her brother, then she steps in, and I'm just paraphrasing all of it.
Yeah, she's chiming in on the conversation,
And won't let her brother do what she asked him to do. So, you know, that's a thing. So, so the solution, it didn't really get fixed like that. So, But that was the gist of the conversation, and then we kind of talked around different things suggested different things that could be done, which is speaking to the young man alone and not in the presence of his mom, so you don't have that interruption, and where the guys could do things together and they have that conversation in a different place. It was suggested to, like Sister Munira mentioned, that it would be good to write that information to the young man, or write it in an email or text and communicate that way. That way it's taking away the emotion and he's just getting the words, so that maybe he could hear it in a different way from his mom. But in any case, not giving up on the young man at all, just trying different things that would just keep him in the loop and hold on to him, because, you know, because all our children are valuable. So that was the situation. That was one of the things that was brought up by our caller, but he did call back in and mention other things too about relationships and marriage relationships, when he says that he realized that he thought that he was one type of person, but found out that he was a different person when he got married. Thought he was pretty good, but when he got his wife as a mirror, he saw that maybe, you know, he wasn't quite who he thought he was. And that is something that definitely happens during marriage. And he suggested, talked about counseling. He mentioned that they did go to counseling, and there were quite a few points that were brought up from that. So just a suggestion that counseling is a good thing. Having a third party come in is good when it comes to our marriages. And, you know, it could be, as we've spoken before, it could be other family members, it could be friends. But friends that really have your best interest at heart. Istikhara, inviting a law. We had another caller asking, mentioning that doing istikhara and inviting a law into our marriage and looking for his answers is a good thing to do when it comes to the married couple. A couple of things that I just kind of thought, well, the thing that I ended on that I took from it all was, when we invite Allah into our situation, we do all we can to please Allah in that process. And that's pretty much the ultimate goal of being married. All the answers that we want are in the Quran, and when we continue to invite Allah in and the information that he gives us in the Quran and through our Prophet, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get the results that are pleasing to Allah.
Inshallah, yes. Alhamdulillah. Great recap, Peta. We really appreciate that. So this first 20 minutes goes by really fast. And so we have earmarked our 20-minute mark, where we take a break and do a public service announcement, so that those who are joining us will be able to identify this station and know that they're on AM 360 and what AM 360 is all about. So we're going to ask you to stick and stay with us. We're going to take a a quick break. And don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a little while.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, The Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, The Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, The Bookstore, May We Share Completely Humanity, in spirit and in form, from thought to action, God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. If you're just tuning in, you are tuning in to It's All About Courtship and Marriage right here on American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. So on behalf of myself, Sister Munira Habil Uma, and our co-host, Sister Bina Muhammad Bia, we thank you for spending these 2 hours with us as we talk about things that we think are important to courtship and marriage. So we do have invited guests with us, and if you are in the queue, please press 1 so that we can see you in the queue and we can open up your mic and give you an introduction into the program. Okay, so not seeing a hand raised right now, so we will continue on until they arrive, inshallah. We pray Allah that they can make it onto the show this evening. Yes, and being a one thing that came up last week that I wanted to circle back on was that when it comes to that question, why do you want to marry me? In essence, we don't really know why the other person wants to marry us. It's a question mark for us. It's a question mark for us. So I was thinking about that. And we don't want to look at that as a source of insecurity or uncertainty in any way, but this is all a part of the same process. I was listening to Juma, last week's Juma from Atlanta, and Imam Suleiman gave the khutbah, and his topic was reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we rely and our reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how this is a relationship that we have to develop. Because in essence, we don't know what another person's thinking, and we don't even know the level or ability that we can trust someone. We can say for certainty that this person's conduct has been that they keep their word, that if they say they'll show up, they will show up, because this is a track record that they have proven, and it's consistency there. So we can rely on what's consistent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. Allah is the all-knowing. So we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, all day, throughout life. And relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the strongest relationship we continue to develop. And in marriage as well, because this marriage is now Allah's marriage. And we rely on Allah to help us with the marriage. And we continue to build that relationship. So it's a process of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a caller in the queue, and we're going to go to our caller at 609-414 and welcome them to the show. Assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the show. Check the mute on your phone. Are you on mute?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Patricia and Brother Prince. Can you hear us?
Yes. Are you on the same line or different lines?
Different lines.
Okay. So 718-744. I'll open that mic as well.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum to you. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you. Many times when you are if you're in the same house and you're both on the different lines, there may be an echo. So if I could make
an echo, we can
yeah,
get on one.
Yeah, please get on one and just put it on speaker, and we should be able to hear you both when you speak.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. So we thank you so much for joining us this evening. And this is Brother Imam Prince and his wife, Sister Patricia Muhammad, out of New Jersey, that are joining us this evening. And we thank you for being here with us. I'm Sister Munira Habil Uma, and my co-host is Sister Bina Muhammad Bia. Okay, and we invited you here because I became familiar with you both by listening to the conference call line, the singles line, and Muslim Women in Action were sponsoring that line weekly, I believe. And Sister Patricia, you were a part of that, is that correct? Are you there? What? Check the mute on your phone.
Now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Preetha and I have put together singles conference line. So singles were calling in every week just to for one another and to express. There were so many singles in our community. The concerns about the that was through the roof as far as we were concerned. People from many cities, 50 states. Many cities in Imams W.D. Muhammad's community maybe hear each other out and maybe help us out with they thought it was such low marriage rates.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're breaking up on me a little bit. I'm not sure why, but I can hear like three or four words and one word will drop. So it's just a little choppy on the line. So you might have to take it off of speaker.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll put the earphones on. One second.
Okay.
Okay, now what about now?
Okay, that's better. That's much better. That's much better.
Okay, we're going to have to share an earphone. Okay.
Okay. So, can you, I don't have a bio, so I'm going to let you both introduce yourselves. And I said your name, and I'm going to let you both introduce yourselves to our radio audience. So you both decide who wants to go first.
Let's go first.
No, I'm going to let you 24 hours.
Okay.
All right. I'm Patricia Nitma Muhammad, and I'm formerly from Philadelphia. Moved to New Jersey before a job opportunity in 2000, I believe it was 2000 or so, or in the late 90s. And I've been in New Jersey ever since. The Masjid I attend, the Islamic Center of Ewing, that's a little small town on the outskirts of Trenton, Jersey. Go ahead, Brother Prince.
You heard what I said, the 24/7 executive?
I went.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Prince. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Prince.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay. Now, I have a triple called citizenship, okay, from, you know, we're starting at Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, okay, coming over, that was in Holland, like village of Holland, coming to Brooklyn, okay, and then, okay, meeting my executives, 24/7, okay, Patricia, okay, no other choice but to abandon Brooklyn and come to Trenton. And here I am, still on the hook.
Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. You know, okay, so we thank you again for being here with us. And I thought of you both when we started on this topic of why do you want to marry me? So just a note, on a conference call line on the show back in April of 2014, I heard about there was this proposal on the radio. So, of course, I wanted to hear it, and I went back and found the episode and listened to it. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I just blushed the whole time. So, Patricia, I can imagine how much you were blushing.
I was blushing, and I was turning red through the phone.
Yeah. You know, so I do have that clip, and with your permission, I'm going to play it a little later in the show, you know.
Okay.
And
Yes,
alhamdulillah. So I just wanted you all to chime in. Sir, go ahead.
You definitely have to play that one, okay, where chocolate turned red, so I got to hear that myself.
Again, I did. This chocolate girl turned red. Just couldn't believe it. We were just all screaming. All the other just all so excited.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And it's but that goes to show you about good news and good things happening and the effect it has on the community life. Because, I mean, it affected everyone that listened to the call, that was on the call. And those who they called and told about it, they were calling people, telling them to tune in, this is happening or that's happening. And, you know, and it was just a great thing, you know. And I wanted to get your input on this topic of why do you want to marry me. Do you think it's an important conversation to have during courtship of why I want to marry you? Or should a person have knowledge of it? Should a person know why they want to marry someone or why a person would make a good husband or a good wife?
Yes, I think it's important for that person to say it out loud, not only they can let the other person know so they can have it in their head later on, years down the road when the honeymoon is over, remember they said it,
yeah.
You know, because it's you're attracted to a person for a particular reason, you can't let their shortcomings shadow what was the main purpose of that personality trait or whatever that was that drew you to them. And it definitely has to be more than assalamu alaikum. You know, something. You know, because I've heard people say, well, as long as they're Muslim, well, I'll marry. No, oh no, you know, it has to be, you have to be evenly yoked, so to speak. Even though you are Muslim, that doesn't mean that you're evenly yoked. So that's all I have to say about that, Prince. All
right. I would agree that it's very significant. Okay? We are the idea or picture, okay, of why we want to get married. So that question is very good. Okay, so you know, since the scriptures, Allah has given us scriptures. Okay, our attention is to the importance that human. A human way of life to perpetuate life, and then the ground rule is for a man and a woman to get married. And so, and if you don't have any kind of idea, in your brain or in your head, to what your preference is or why you want to do it. It's like haphazard. It's not like where it has any kind of essence of structure, put it that way. So that's very important. And it has a lot to do with the upbringing, either by parents or by the society, especially with the human being, with man and woman. How we see things, our eyes, how we are conditioned, okay, to give acknowledgement, okay, to the opposite sex. Not a guarantee, but I believe one of my things was have like a questionnaire, okay, and then share that with the person that I'm interested in, and then for them give me some put the same statements or questions.
Alhamdulillah. That's great. You know, and one of the other topics that we have talked about recently on the show was getting married when we are older. And I know that we have singles in our community that are older in the winter of their lives, who may feel like, well, I've been married before, I don't need to get married again, you know. But we find that it's so important to keep that aspect of community vital. And Allah did not create us to be alone. We're created into community life. Allah says not a single creature in our Holy Quran, not a single creature that is living, but is part of a community like us. So from everything in nature to the insects, it's all a part of community. Okay? You see a cluster of trees. You see clusters of flowers, clusters. Things grow in clusters. Things are in community and organized in community. So this idea that can get settled into the community life, well, I've been married before, I don't need to do it again. How would you address that?
I would say that's stifling yourself, being selfish, stifling yourself. And when I say being selfish, because part of a community, and the young people looking to the old, up to the looking at the seniors to speak, in certain mm-hmm. regards. And you know, I'm not saying just to get married because young people are looking at the seniors, but to keep the community tight and no loose ends. As you said, why be alone? Allah doesn't ordain that. I don't care how old, how young, or how old you are. When you're dead, you're done, something like that. But as long as you're living, you're not done. You're not done with living. So have something, you know, as a couple, an older couple, you have something to share with the community. You have something to give life. And, well, I would say that's one aspect of it. And then you can help one another. Old age.
That word.
You know, you can help get one another in your vintage years. You could grow older together. I could just see so many beautiful aspects of being married as seniors being married. I can see so many aspects. And, but what else can I say? I don't want to hold up the line. Go ahead, Fred.
Probably more as we go along. Okay. I like to set the record straight here. And we're talking about a man and a woman, about human beings. And we're talking about two levels. We're talking about youth level teenager, okay? And we're talking about between the youth and the adult. We're coming from, in our Islam, we're coming from religious perspective. In the religious perspective, in our Islam, being religious aspect, is about human life. It's not just about the spirituality of the written word, though that is the key punching pad connecting human beings together. Right? We have been created, regardless if you classify yourself a certain category, being Muslim, being a Christian, that you are Buddhist. The fact is that you're a human being. Human being from mostly everybody who have experience. You don't have a structure or an organized way of doing things. You wind up getting out of hand and have hazard, not having any solid guidelines. So the marriage institution, the specific purpose to perpetuate the human being in Al-Islam, makes it very plain that it was not created for human beings, paraphrasing it, human beings to go suffer unnecessary or excessive hardship. So the marriage institution, regardless of what we see, the colloquial society, so many bad marriages, not the key. Allah, the creator, the heavens and the earth, created us. Therefore, important was to keep in mind, because the institution, like an evolution, okay, from the day you was born. I want to point out there's some like a person, eat or cook a dinner, and there's specific ingredients. Okay, you prepare fish, prepare the vegetables, whatever ingredients you're preparing for either the dinner or the pastry. Say all of that, we didn't create ourselves. Right? The creator, Allah, he created us. Certain specific ingredients so that the food would turn out and be very delicious, tasteful, very enjoyable. Okay? That it should turn natural taste buds off. All right, so I should say that a specific inclination, desires, support, if they haven't been tampered with, okay, natural nature, the ingredients develop into a very institution or society at whole.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, sounds great. You know, and it's you know, I see that just from listening to you all talk, and we've talked about this before on the show too, that when we are in this in the vintage years, as you said, Sister Patricia, you know, I'm gonna borrow that. that we should have acquired more wisdom throughout life, where we can be a better model for marriage for the young people that are in the community, so they can understand what marriage is all about, a good advertisement, so to speak, for marriage and the marriage process, you know, rather than adding to the notion that is put forth that why bother with marriage, or, you know, it's a duty and an obligation. And I want to pick up on another word that you said, and it really is a selfish act to remain single when someone else could benefit from being with you. Someone else could receive your help and help you. So it's withholding that help and assistance from someone else. And it's withholding a lot: encouragement, sadaqah, kindness, compassion, mercy, good food, nice meals, companionship.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
You know? All this is being withheld from withholding these things from each other, and all those things are ingredients of paradise to me. You know, so you know why withhold it? Why withhold this level of comfort and paradise from each other?
Right.
You know. Sister Bina, you there? You have any comments or questions that you'd like to make on anything that's been said?
Well, I think, gosh, you just said it all in that last statement you just made. That just put the icing on the cake. yeah, it's like, what is there to say after that? I mean, that was... I don't know. There's no comeback after that.
we can't limit ourselves on that because it was very profound. Everything that she said, all the building blocks, okay, helping, establishing entities, is your key, community life. Thing that she said. So these building blocks is in like stone. As we've heard of the origin of black stone, and how a problem was settled with tribes and groups of people. And the black stone is representing a reflection God's guidance to humanity. All right. So his revelation that he peace be upon him, after Allah, to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enlightenment, a guide for all of humanity, evolutionary process. Okay? It just keeps getting better. And from the side of the planet, here, mortals, okay, there's a lot takes place with those building blocks. Right? Mm-hmm. And those building blocks, it has this effect. An example, the youth, okay, teens or teens. So what we have here, okay, we have to go to the drawing board, reflect. Would it be good for us to go to the drawing board, reflect on all that was said, casing of the building block, because mm-hmm. how we understand, perceive, understand the building blocks according to the level, capacity at that point in time in our life, okay, how it fits in, because we're like a teenager, okay, we're very adventurous, right? We could be very emotional, even a middle-aged adult, okay, so we're probably more seasoned, we should be more seasoned of vintage years. Mm-hmm. However, if we don't explore, like we are work in progress. The day we come on the set, and so the day that we get interested, the opposite sex, it, a lot of work goes into that, and it's perpetuated again that was said. So what I'm trying to say is that example should be according to scriptural knowledge of guidance of law that it gave to us, the UPS.
And GPS.
The GPS, okay. GPS helps to guide people to a direction, to their destination.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing things haphazard, it take a long period of time to the destination at peace, community life.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. We thank you so much. If you're just joining us, you're listening to It's All About Courtship and Marriage. And we have our special guest with us this evening. Well, I'm your host, Manira Habil Uma, and our co-host, Sister Bina Muhammad Bia, is also on the line here with us. And we have special guests with us here this evening, all the way from New Jersey. And we have Brother Prince and Sister Patricia Muhammad joining us this evening. So after we take our station break at the top of the hour, we're going to come back and we're going to play this proposal that Brother Prince made on air to Sister Patricia on the Singles Conference Call Line. And that program was sponsored by Muslim Women in Action with Sister Patricia and Sister Dupreeza Hadi. Had that conference call going for a few years, where singles could come together and just have conversations and talk and look what was produced. The beautiful union was produced.
And just to let you know,
we have mm-hmm, go ahead.
Before I forget, this May will be our 10th year.
Uh-huh.
Alhamdulillah.
And we want to acknowledge, too, that there are a couple of people who are holding on that they want to share as well. So, inshallah, when we come back.
Okay, so let's see. Sure. Okay, well, we have a few moments before we get to the top of the hour, so let's go to our callers. Okay, we're going to go to 727-408. As-salamu alaykum to you, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. I'm smiling too. I'm happy too. Alhamdulillah. There's something that I wrote I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prince and Patricia, a blessing for America. They made it to 10, husband and wife and best friend. Marrying you, doing what we were created to do. The whole truth is nothing but the truth. You're soft-spoken when you get upset, a plus you are the best. You're kind when you put people down, a pleasant and peaceful soul to be around. You don't dominate or control our relationship, even when I make a mistake or slip. You know how to establish boundaries in other relationships. Know how nobody can take advantage of you because you live truly. God brought us together. Life definitely got better. We make financial decisions together. This is indeed something we needed to survive. Not overspending, at least we tried. Let's never say bye-bye. Love is a trust. We can never get enough. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to go to 706-627. Assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way of Columbus, Georgia. I've been married 44 years. Thank Allah very much for that. And it is always, we found out that it's the language that we speak unknowingly, and also that we forget that the enemy of everything that we are striving for, Shaitan, is always there to make you an individual. I found out as those years went by, as long as we said the car, the money, the bills, and we made it a constant, conscious effort to remember that this is for the both of us, for the family, et cetera, et cetera. That the only problem we ever had sometime when we, because of the environment that we're in, and the teasing or the calling to wanting to possess something of your own, like Shaitan was trying to say he's better than us, you know, is when we had different times we had to go into shore with each other or think about what we're saying and return back to Allah. Because Allah shows us that he made us divide our individual self and come together as one new whole that will produce a community of people, you know, with our community of self. And again, I found out every time that we went to our individual desires or appetites, you know, because of the environment that we lived in, you know, and when I say the environment, I'm talking about this dunya, that's the only time we had disputations. When we try to separate our intelligence, when we try to separate our emotions, our spirit, just for a moment of peace, so we thought that's what we wanted. But peace is in unity. You know, it's not in idolization, you know. So I found out that our children nowadays, even though they are struggling hard with being together, but just still this environment that they come in stresses individuality so hard, including us Muslims. You know, we talk a lot about individuality, even though Allah says he's with the group. So it's all about using that word the car, the house, the money. Like in my relationship with my wife, you know, as Allah better than us, you know, she had her money. And I was responsible for the bills, the that, you know, the this, you know, when we were able to do that, and I did not need her as much as a helpmate as I did in the beginning of our marriage, you know, her free helpmate, you know, she understood her relationship as being a helpmate, you know, and the unity is community, and that's why we haven't had the type of community that we still striving for and we want. We haven't understand this language, unity, what it means. You know, to the point where we can use the hikmah that we have to make an application of our reality that we live in. You know, we have also showed by Allah we had to separate ourselves from this individual dunya and establish a reality where male and female can live and nothing is permitted except what is good, and we fight against what is bad. I mean, the unity is very important. And remember that it's a responsibility of both people who get married, and that's why we have to have a group when we help chaperone each other. All of my daughters, and they're in their 40s now, they never was alone. They always had a chaperone. You know, when they were going through the courting process, I made sure one of my sons, you know, was with them. I mean, he ate free. You know, he's enjoying that. He get to eat free, you know. But give them their space while they are courting. But they never been alone. In closing, my whole family, my children, my grandchildren, I have 11 of them now, they have never been anywhere by themselves. So they naturally love unity now. They love it. I mean, I don't think that they really want to go anywhere by themselves unless it's with the wrong people. And so that keeps them a little bit stronger in their faith, you know. And my family, we traveled all up and down all our life for 40-some years. But we all went together as a group. And many people who know me, and I know many people, you know, and they always seen me and my family come up. You know, never any one of us by ourselves. So those are just some key things that our youth now are missing, because they might be married, but they are isolated families. They don't see their Muslim neighbors or Muslims until they go to the masjid or if they go to an event. But outside of time, they're alone again, you know. And Shaitan is constantly bombarding his individuality. He's the only individual that we really know. Everything else in creation has a mate. Shaitan's the only one who don't have a mate. Very important. Just want to say that. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
So he took us, pardon me, to the top of the hour. So we are going to take our top of the hour station break. And you're listening to It's All About Courtship and Marriage right here on American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. So call a friend and tune in. When we come back, we're going to queue up this on-air proposal from our brother Prince to Sister Patricia for you all to enjoy and to listen to. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a little while.
Said I may not know you. You may not know me. But humanity, humanity, everybody's been there. Said I may not know you. You may not know me. But humanity, humanity, everybody's been there.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present the Thursday morning edition of A New Day for Al-Islam in America Radio with your host, Yusuf Ramadan.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the community-wide sugar conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
And we are back. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to It's All About Courtship and Marriage right here on American Muslim 360. And we do have special guests with us this evening. Sister Bina and I have Brother Prince and Sister Patricia Muhammad from New Jersey here with us this evening. So we're going to get ready and we're going to play the on-air proposal that he made to her back in 2014. All praises due to Allah. So while I'm setting up the and queuing up this audio, Brother Prince, I'd like to ask you, what made you take that route and ask her to marry you on the air like you did?
It was a couple of reasons, but the primary reason to the open ear action, a relationship of considering being married. I came into Islam a strong emphasis for sisters and brothers to get married because it is to build time to build a nation, and that was to try to organize a group of people very much disconnected from the sober way in their lives. And so our relationships with family life becoming more undermined. It has readily been. The harder we got, the more self-destructive or distance we became. It was both primary reasons. To me, at the same time, some feedback or input, the woman that I was conversating with over going to get married to, how to think about you have an idea or are you clear time when you get married, or is it just a lonely syndrome of sex being able to free? Those two things here at point.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear us, Nira? Nira, now.
Nira, are you on mute?
Yes, I was on mute setting up this audio, so my apologies. You know, so yes, I can hear you. Well, we are so thankful that you did it this way because it's recorded and it's in the archives. And I'm a firm believer that when we put good things out into the atmosphere and put things in the atmosphere that produce joy, that it moves the scale of good, move the scale of good in the right direction. You know, if you've ever been in an environment where it just seems so negative that you can't wait to change environments, then you understand what I mean. When you're in a positive environment and positive vibes are there, that it produces a different result. You know, so I'm going to ask you all for your patience because of the way I'm playing this clip. I am going to have to fast forward it to the right location, so you all are going to hear that as I do it. And Sister Patricia and Brother Prince, if you all want to make any commentary while I'm doing this, please feel free. Okay? So give me one moment.
Okay, take your time.
I think it's important.
Can I finish, okay?
Hello.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. I'm feeling miserable all week. So while they're making prayer, I just want to go now, this with whom you can laugh, cry, shout for the road.
This is like different
quotes that people send them, what they call tweets. People tweet them with little sayings.
I'm in the 21st century.
Okay. And I just wanted quotes here.
Use that as a yardstick.
Michigan. That's over there. Houston, Mr. Priest, not Rome.
Oh, really?
The ages,
they have like a little wedding song here that wife will be
adults.
When we say I do.
Adult.
That chorus is.
Pollution of that
human. Speaking of poems, my husband has
SG. So understand you don't
know, because only a long person. Right.
Emotionality.
But,
that can be highly charged.
In
the environment.
So what we're going to do is we're going to try to get to our question. And what it is how can a man
heavily charged
mentally please his Why not? I mean, you're not saying anything haram, are you?
No.
All right,
then.
I think
it's more conflict. We're not responding
I've got a strong impression that you're looking forward for a well-being companionship, all right? And that I find that you are a decent human being, a follower of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I find you to be a worker and, above all, a believer in the law, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've seen with my own eyes that dignified God-consciousness behavior of yours of helping people. And also recognize you making prayers and your drive to studying the religion and the Quranic Arabic. Also, how you go about supporting the masjid. It's a pleasure from my observation. Okay, and what I also admire about you, Pat, seeing you working with the broader base of society, dealing with the civic order of things outside of the masjid. And that I find that that you are a people person and that you enjoy socializing with people with a sense of humor. You have a loving relationship with your parents, I recognize, and a God-productive, okay, and loving companionship. You know, that's why I think that you're a productive individual, you know, and that I'm going to try to end it here. What I believe that these qualities or traits that I recognize about you, Patricia, they can be helped leading me into paradise in this world as well as in the hereafter. So, you know, that's my point is of proposing to you to marry me. So
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Turning blood red over here on the phone.
I am so happy for you.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I recorded this.
I just want to say, look, now I'm all in it. This, no, I can't even, I'm over here, can't hardly contain myself, okay?
I can imagine.
Asked me to get married or something like that, but I am so, young man, let me tell you something. I've been hearing you on this line, and I like your thinking and the way that you handle yourself. I think you'll be an excellent husband. Look at me, I'm all in it, honey, all in it.
Come on, with it.
I think you'll be an excellent husband for Patricia, and I just want to say for Sister Patricia, I love you, girl. You know I do. But anyway, but look here. I just say this here. I'm excited. Look, you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say now, we hearing you talking the talk. I believe you're going to walk the walk.
Hey. Yeah, I know he is.
That's a beautiful sister there, you know, and
no fanfare. So she came, you know, very highly recommended of a good character for a woman. So inshallah, I pray that my character, you can measure up and just as good, or inshallah, maybe even better, but for us to be complimentary to each other. I think that's so good when people distance from you can say something nice and positive and positive about your character, you know. And like it goes back to, I think, when our parents would bring us up, those of us that's a little bit vintage of age here, okay, they always told you, always said, you know, be a decent person, you know, have respect. They emphasize that very much, especially for our parents and people from the southern, south, and came up north.
Okay.
So that character goes a long way.
Yes, that's correct. It's just I'm still kind of lost for words, and I just have to. I'm going to say the date. So if anybody wants to go back and listen to this, they'll know which one it is. So now this is the second, 2014.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm just lost for words now, so somebody else can start talking.
Alhamdulillah. I'm sitting here smiling the whole time, listening to this broadcast and listening to this proposal. So, alhamdulillah, there you have it. You have been witness to this. And you know what I love? What I really love about this so much is that from the start, right from the start, it was community. It was a community involved with the proposal. And as you continue to listen, the sisters start planning on how they can have the wedding and where they can have the wedding and, you know, different things like that. And, you know, have the wedding and make sure if it's a small wedding to put it on the singles line so they can listen in, you know. So, but it was just community from the beginning, you know. So I'm so thankful to Allah to have, that Allah bless me to remember this so that I could have you all on the show. We could have you all on the show and share this with others. Okay, so we have a caller in the queue.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say before we go to the caller?
Just that, reiterate that this May 1st will be 10 years.
Alhamdulillah.
It seems like only yesterday. So the caller can come in and ask a question or make a comment if they like.
I'd like to see it is.
Okay.
What caller? Come
All
on.
Right. Dana, anything you'd like to say before we go to the caller?
I mean, that was so precious. I don't know how you got together. Sister Patricia, you say you were blessing, but you sounded so together to me. Both of you all sounded. It was a very loving but intellectual. It was done, it was classy because it was, you know, it was very classy. You all held it together. You spoke the things mm-hmm. that were from your heart. It didn't take a whole lot. You didn't have, it was not a lot of gaps and you all both, like, you knew each other. You were able to bring out all the good qualities of each other. I was just loving it, listening to you. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, because my question was going to be before we even heard it, is did you all know each other before? But everything, the questions were answered with listening to what you all were saying. I loved how, what the brother admired about you and you, what you admired about him. And alhamdulillah, it's just a blessing.
Yes.
And congratulations, it's coming up. So, alhamdulillah. The other question was answered. So how long afterwards did you get married? You said May, right after May? So alhamdulillah.
I think we start talking that year, at the beginning of that year, around in there, mm-hmm. maybe the beginning or the end of the, but it wasn't a long, drawn-out courtship, you know, that we
mm-hmm.
we just, I don't know, I think Manira had asked a question some time ago about old vintage people get married kind of know from the start, think mm-hmm. about the person. Or either they go into it things that have mutual, you know, like-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
You look for that. So it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out situation because you pick up on what you can live with and what you can't live with. You want to pick up on the positive things. That's the main thing you want to look at. You're not going to look at too much negativity because we all had our little bumps in the road, you know, so you're not going to hold the person's past against them.
Right.
I like to say same relationship to that. It's so good, okay, it experiences ups and downs. Very essential. And a key piece to this, vintage age, the problem happening. Handle it total rationale handle now. Prophet Muhammad, Allah's son, handle this conflict, disagreement, rather than me just act and fly off the handle. Very
you're breaking up just a little bit.
When I named W.D. Muhammad, now in my venture stage, so helpful for him. Take much and just step on you and that been bothering you that you haven't fixed. All right. They step on it and you scream out bloody murder. What in the world are you doing? So you need to have more patience. Patience. 24 hours.
Okay.
Directed.
Alhamdulillah. Did we break? Did you hear him okay? That we broke up a little bit.
And
we broke
she up was
a
breaking
little
up
bit.
A little. He broke up a little bit, and I didn't want to interrupt him to talk over him because I'm trying to catch every word that he's saying.
He was done.
Okay. So can you,
anyway.
For some reason, I can hear you okay, Sister Patricia. So I'm not sure. So we have a caller in the queue. We're going to go to 810-339. Assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the show. 339, yes.
Well, alaikum assalam to you, Amir.
This is Sister Patricia.
Atira, and
I'm a Lakeham sister, the priest.
And
so kindly for calling in.
It feels the same exciting, you know, vibe that it's giving off. It's the same, and I want to congratulate you all. You know, it's almost 10 years. As a matter of fact, it'd be 10 years. And I'm like, alhamdulillah. Hugs and love to you all, and so good to hear you. And may Allah just continue to bless you all with so many more years. And I'm so thankful to Allah and to you all for even sharing to come on and share this with us and to the audience, because it's got to be such an inspiration to everyone on the line. Yeah, I'm speaking for everybody right now. Oh, and to the AM360 listenership, you know, downside. Now, you know, y'all got to up them up, too. But I was just overly excited there for a moment. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful, and sincerity is there on both parts, you know. And, you know, it's like that respect and, you know, yeah, this is my man, this is my woman, this is my wife, this is my husband. You know, it's just a really warm feeling, and I just appreciate you all so much, and may Allah just continue to bless you. And we just and we also got newlyweds on the line.
A part of our journey, sister.
You're fine. That humbles me very much.
Alhamdulillah. You know we got another newlywed couple. And let me tell you something. It's 10 years, yes. But I always say this here to couples. Remember always you're newlywed. Just remember that. The number of years that have a lot to do with it in terms of the spirit of being new together. And, yes, so we got Manera and her husband. She's the newlywed. She would be considered newlywed this year. So, alhamdulillah, I'll be looking to listen to you all and tell you all the same. Congratulations and many more, and I'm saying that to them. And to those on the line that I don't know, that have just got married, you need to press that 1 and share with us this excitement of being able to get married and to a person that you can really feel to be your soulmate. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank
you, Sister Dupreetha. Hugs and love to you. Alhamdulillah. So we have another caller on the line. We're going to go to 727-741. Assalamu alaikum to you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was between smiling ear to ear and crying at the same time. And Martha Nyland here, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. It is always a joy, and just to know the person definitely and have been around the spirit of both Patricia, you, the loving spirit, and with Prince, I tell you, oh, what can we say? Always see you on pictures. I look at your videos on the cruise, and it's just so darling to see that and then to have seen you in person in your humble abode. So even just strengthen it more to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with as a community. Thank Allah for your love you much. And, of course, as Dupreetha was saying, ditto for everything she said. And to Manera and DeLacy, I mean, same goes. And then we're not going to leave out, because I don't think you're all too far behind Thina and Adam, right?
They're working on 2013.
2013. Yeah, 2013. 11 years. Alhamdulillah. It is so darling to just have that in our heart and soul and to see the freshness of it. We're speaking about marriage to its, you know, like, okay, I was about to say my mother say teeth and tongue fall out, but when Allah is holding it together, that's the glue. Oh, praise you to Allah. But back to you, Patricia and Prince. Love you much. Assalamu alaikum.
Love you more.
Alhamdulillah. And we have one more caller, Prince and Patricia. We're going to go to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, 267-258. Assalamu alaikum to you, and welcome to the show.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum wa
salam. To my 360, listen, I was there with Pat and Prince was talking and getting, you know, I was almost right there. I can't believe it. Prince was up. Every time I see them, I get excited. I see them. Oh, there goes Pat and Prince. The people, you know. And alhamdulillah, they bring so much joy to you when they see you, and it's encouraging, you know. And we all been through a lot of changes. And I remember, Pat, when something happened and you had to let go and let God, and then right after that, Allah sends you Prince. And I had to tell a sister last month because something happened with her life, and it wasn't right, so she let go and let God. And I told her, I said, let me tell you about Sister Pat. And I had to tell her. And I'm like, Pat didn't lose faith in what Allah had ordained. You don't say that, oh, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to ever do this again. No,
mm-hmm.
that ain't the position
no.
we take in life. That is not the position. Hey. We say, Allah, whatever you have for me, just make it right. And just mm-hmm. let me have faith in my Lord that he's going to give me exactly what I need. And alhamdulillah, and I've seen that unfold in your life and mine, because I'm going on 3 years in March, March 26th, and we're doing so beautiful. We laughing more. I mean, really, it's like I'm amazed at this going into this year. I'm like, alhamdulillah, you know, and we only knew each other for 8 weeks. We had only known each other for 8 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. It don't take a whole lot of time.
No. And I'm telling you, we got in it, you know, and I lived in my place for a whole year to make sure that I was satisfied and happy where we were going to go together and be together. And it has really worked out perfect, so you can do it. Don't fear the time limit. Just make sure. Mm-hmm. Thank Allah for Sister Munira. And even Mark back then, when they give them questions, honey, listen, ask them questions, because that's what really helped me. My first 5 weeks, I asked him so many questions, so he was like, whoa, where are you getting them questions from? I said, from my people, because they want to make sure that we asking the right questions. He said, you definitely asking the right questions, and there's a whole lot of them, sister. well, brother, you got to answer them. You know what I mean? So he did, and it was just amazing. Those questions are definitely work. So I thank you again, Sister Munira, and may Allah continue to bless you, and may Allah give good health to both of you, that y'all live long lives, inshallah, together.
Yes, ma'am. So we're kicking off the next 10 years right here on American Muslim 360, the next 10 years for Brother Prince and Sister Patricia Muhammad, and the next 10 years for Sister Bina and Brother Adam. You know, and in August it'll be the second year for me. So, and Brother DeLacy Uma, so alhamdulillah. And, you know, it's amazing that I was also going through a low point. I had lost my oldest son. He transitioned, it was just a really rough time. And I got a phone call. You know, and it was from the imam there in Indianapolis letting me know someone was interested in me and wanted to talk with me. And I asked him where they were from, and he said, oh, they're from Florida. Mm-hmm. And I just said, DeLacy Uma. He said, how did you know? So, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah is Akbar, you know, Allah is with us, and Allah wants good for us. Allah wants happiness for us. Allah wants to increase us. Allah wants us to operate in the plan that He has ordained for us as human beings, as husband and wife, because that's where we get our best. That's the best environment for us to become better human beings. So we should not fear. We should not fear this process. You know, through it, Allah brings so much good. And I'm going to stop and give the mic to our guest and let you say whatever you would like to say after reliving this. I don't know if you all listen to this or if you have it saved anywhere, or but just what are you thinking and feeling right now?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Assalam.
Thank Allah for selling that form today here, this person
of the Lord. Working hand of the Lord.
Well, Brother Prince, I don't want to interrupt you, but for some reason, you're breaking up when you talk. So we want to, because I want to hear everything you're saying. And
what happened?
So,
well, I'm gonna take the. Let's see if. Oh no. Okay, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Could you hear me?
Yeah, maybe just.
Oh, that's
louder.
Much better. Yeah, much better.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala, platform that has been opened up for us today, Lord, as a gift. And being and of Allah in each and every one of our lives. The oneness directed us towards the of the family. Is being promoted and advertised by protector, charge, might cross our minds doubt, said a few seconds ago, the best was the devil comes across, slam that door. Are there in our mind. Each step that we take and suck on the bottom of your foot, cocaine, but however the next step that we take is it from us. Thankful that we have one another in our lives, kinder, caring, so when we get that final call, taken.
Yes, sir.
Born.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
I heard you.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. And what about you, Sister Patricia? What are you thinking after hearing this proposal again and your journey over the last 10 years?
A ditto to everything Brother Prince said, and just don't sweat the small stuff. That's all I can knock to say, because you'd be surprised at how the younger people, but they grow, you know, they grow. They just sweat so much of the small stuff, and you're looking at them like, forget about that. You know, we have bigger fish to fry, you know. Take their journey, and I'm sure that when I was at, I went through, you know, so that's the, like you were saying, the younger people have the older ventures, vintage, mature eye. That's why it's so important, even when we lose a mate in death or what have you, move on and not just, I'm not saying just jump from pillar to post, but keep that in our mind that that we want to be married. We want to be married and working in the community till Allah bless us with someone. I know a sister influenced me, a brother and sister in Camden, New Jersey, 26, and he was 74, and they got married together. And that's been long. I mean, that's been way over, like, over 15 years, I would guess. And
well,
she and they, that couple inspired so many. It just goes to show you that it's never too late. Until it's over, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can say there.
Go ahead, Dana.
Oh, yeah, I was just asking. I didn't hear the years you say 70. You said they were 76 and
she was 70. She was 76 and he was 74. And 10 years ago, of a couple from Camden. That's it.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. So, during the proposal, I loved how you both stated why you wanted to marry each other, and I think that, like you said, Sister Patricia, brings a level of security to the relationship right from the start, for many different reasons. But for one reason is that everything that you both said were very good and excellent qualities that you saw in the other person. So you just laid a foundation right from the start to build on in the relationship, you know. And when we lay the right foundation, seeking Allah's blessings and seeking Allah's guidance was much better. And the one thing that sticks out from Brother Prince saying that he believes that you, with your qualities, could help him in his journey for paradise. Alhamdulillah.
But so,
and I'm paraphrasing. Those weren't his exact words. Yeah. So what you say, Sister Patricia?
Yeah. So that was so point. That was so pointed because I don't know if most realize. The wife, you know, the mate plays a big part in them reaching paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of them realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, one time when I was in poly class and we were looking up a word, and I wish I had it in front of me, but we were looking up a root for dowry. When I looked it up, it has, you know how Arabic is expansive. It's sometimes, and it has something about employee. What would it have to do with employee? And that bothered me, and I kept studying it, and lo and behold, it hit me. Sorry, me, you are employed, the brother, by Allah to take on this responsibility. With any other employer, you're going to get paid from Allah's mm-hmm. bank funding. Or when the brother has responsibility, he's going to get non-compare, that he's not even going to, because he's an employee of Allah. That's the word. It's more to it than just that. But I mean, I looked up the roots, dowry. I said, now this makes perfect sense. Allah is employing his the men responsibility.
Alhamdulillah.
You're giving her a dowry. You're giving her a dowry, but look at all the. You want to get multi of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot as your employer. You can imagine the pay that you want to get, even express, or you don't even the unseen working hand of a lot. You don't even know. Get
right.
It's just so awesome, you know.
Allah blesses us from His far-reaching bounty. and from where that places we never even realized we would receive. He Allah brings it to us, and that ties in exactly to the ayat in the Holy Quran where Allah tells the man who wants to marry and does not have the means, you know, to you know, hold fast until Allah blesses him.
Mm-hmm.
Allah blesses him with the means. And this is, this further lets us know that this is what Allah wants for you. Yeah, so if you worry that you don't have the means, Allah will bless you with the means. Allah said he will bless you with the means. But when you have the intention to marry and the desire to marry and do as Allah wills, you know, you're blessed from having that intention, alhamdulillah, and that desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah.
Because I know we have to get ready to get off. That, okay, and Rahima can attest, go through our pain and our suffering and our hurt years with different, it could be even with a Muslim, this hurtfulness. Mm-hmm. But like my father used to tell me, he said, that's all right. Pour a tear, dust yourself off. And that's what we... in those situations for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to bless us with the one is for us, for that person, and you know, and done with other. We learn from those mishaps, and then we know what we want out of life. Keep moving from that, but you don't break down, and because Allah's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. He promises us that. Once
yes.
It doesn't seem like a lot of you forget that you me. No, I haven't forgotten you. I told you I'm not going to put no more on you, and that's what I meant. And sure enough, you know, we just keep stepping. Hunger.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Well,
you know,
we
I
mean, thank you so
last,
much.
Last,
yeah, go right ahead.
Last thing.
Mhm.
Paraphrasing, Imam Fahim Shaway stated that. Oh, the sister says, "I'm waiting for Mr. Right." Okay, the perfect person, in other words. I could take took from that to it. Ready, right, and this is right. Oh, so much emphasis how she has to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
what about what I'm bringing to the table? Right.
That's what I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Try to measure up to that.
Right.
What we requested.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And we thank you both for being here with us this evening. You brought so much joy to the show and to the airwaves. May Allah reward
Absolutely.
You and bless you. Yes, and bless you with another
Amen.
10 years. Bina, your final
Amen.
Word?
Oh, I've been here smiling really the whole time, just taking it all in. It's so much
well, I'm hoping,
to learn.
I'm hoping we haven't talked the wax out of your ear, did we?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, we can. I can listen a whole another hour. We can just, you know, to it because it's such an inspiration. No, this is the type of information
right.
that we want to hear. You know, even the people who are single, people who have been married. This is the type of information we definitely want to hear. We want to hear the good.
Yeah.
We hear so much of the, you know, of the other. We want to hear the success. You know, the blessings that come along with it to let people know that, yeah, when you do what Allah asks, you get those blessings more than you could ever know, more than you could ever imagine. And then the thing is, too, that I was thinking while you all were talking that, you know, Allah is only answering
your prayers. Allah says that he answers the prayers of those who call on him. So he's answered your prayers, and that's you have what you've been praying for. So alhamdulillah. And thank you for sharing.
We've been praying and begging for I could understand our ways and our character, but at the same time, you know, that's so important, you know.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, inshallah, you know, you may get a call from us and we'll invite you back to the show. So you have a lot to offer. And we, again, thank you for being here and thank you for sharing. All right.
Yeah.
And to the radio audience, I'm going to remind you to please listen to this show tomorrow morning on every Wednesday morning right here on American Muslim 360. You're going to find the Female Solution, where you can find more information that is enlightening and beneficial. And my computer, I had it queued up to play, and of course, I hit the button, and I have to locate it again. So please listen to this show tomorrow morning.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, and their call is dropped, and I just want to give them the greetings one last time, assalamu alaikum, and thanking them for being here with us on the show. So please join us again next week as we bring more information, solution-driven information that involves courtship and marriage, and we'd love to have you here with us as we do that. So until next week, we're going to leave you with the greetings of peace, and I'm going to sign off with that greeting of peace now in case we are cut off because we are in overtime. Okay, so on behalf of myself, Sister Munira Habil Uma, and Sister Bina Muhammad Bia, we extend to you the greetings of peace of Assalamu Alaikum until you are back here with us next week, and please bring a friend with you. So here's Brother Wali Ali, Fearing Thee.
Oh, 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 yeah. What made him brave enough to go out and face the world? Archery man, he came up from the dead, made his home on the sweet earth down here. Love and thee made him love enough to go out and face the world. Making a life believe,
loving
a creature of fear, performing dry tears, loving thee, made him love enough to go out and face the world,
go out and face the world,
sweet talk deceiving,
yeah,
her brought him to thee, never count him out, faith wins over doubt, poor lost sinners, poor squires are winning, fearing thee,
loving thee, loving thee, made him brave enough to go on.
Fearing thee,
fearing thee, was what made him brave enough to go on and face the world.
Brave enough to face the world.
Countryman, dear, came up from the rear.
Loving thee.
Count him out, things went over down. Rumbling, maybe they make it in like
all the north to face the world.
Oh,
oh,
never count him out, things went over down. Fearing thee, loving thee, making a life for thee. Countryman dear, came up from the rear,
loving
made his home on the sweet earth down here. What made him love enough to go out and face the world?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We fear Allah in all things, and in all things we fear displeasing Allah. So, again, thank you for being here with us this evening. And inshallah, we'll see you back here next week, same time, same channel. Please bring a friend. Assalamu alaikum until then.